317-239-1009, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. So many different ways that you can be part of this conversation that we're about to have. How do you feel about ketchup on French fries? Because I think everybody loves ketchup and French fries. I'm not talking about other condiments, but it's purely two options. You have fries and ketchup in a packet or something on the side that you dip into. Then there's the other sick, twisted individuals who have probably murderous tendencies that have their fries spread out, and then they put ketchup on top of that.
What? Animals. I tell you, that is so messed up. I don't get people like that. I don't think that those people should be able to have a driver's license, drive, or vote.
I hope they don't have kids. I'll tell you right now.
Wait, what's the issue? Is it just because your fingers are going to get dirty?
No, it's just like, who does that?
Yeah, well, you know? I mean, you can't pick up the fry. What are you going to do? Eat it with a fork?
No, you can. Like, you can pick up the fry, but also, like, only some parts of the fry have ketchup on it. Like, what is that noise? And, like, some fries miss all of the ketchup. Like, I mean, no, I just can't.
I guess I never really thought about it that much.
Well, I do. I think about it all the time. 833 Joe Alex, that's 833-563-2539. Jules, who works here on radio now, please tell me you don't do this.
Occasionally, if I go to Steak and Shake.
What is actually wrong with you, Jules? Why would you spray the ketchup over them instead of dipping them? Like, not having like a little side of ketchup and dipping them into it, that doesn't make any sense. Please explain.
Because they're spread out. Okay, so when I go to Steak and Shake, they bring them out on a plate. They're all spread out. The ketchup just is like in the squirty thing.
I know what you're talking about.
And so then you just squirt it all over and then just eat it with a fork.
Oh, God, the more I learn about you, the sicker
that is,
I feel.
I mean, I don't understand how that can be enjoyable to eat fries like that. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Don't get me wrong. I'll eat fries with fork sometimes, but I still dip.
Yeah, like
don't
chili,
be an animal.
Like chili cheese fries or something like that. But straight up fries, like you go to McDonald's and ketchup, please do not put the ketchup on the fries.
You're an animal.
No. Because when you go out to eat, you touch the menu, and I'm like a germaphobe, so I don't want to touch my French fries.
So
I do, but still.
All right, hold on. We're getting calls, and we're going to talk to you next. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Where do you fall in this French fry and ketchup debate?
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
All right, come on. Let's hear from you ketchup and fry lovers, because I think we all enjoy that. One of my favorites, the classic. I'm not breaking new ground here, but it would be at McDonald's. Those fries are so good. Oh, and just you get ketchup. Now, you don't put the ketchup, like, on top of a pile of fries. You got, like, maybe a pile of ketchup that you put there on the side, and you dip your fry in, and then you eat it. That's the way a normal human being on God's green earth was meant to consume French fries. You animals that have your fries spread out, and you're just like, putting ketchup everywhere on top of it? What's wrong with you?
Lunatics.
I think I'm 50-50. It depends on the mood I'm in.
There's an exception.
I don't get it.
There's an exception to this rule, and that's with chili cheese fries. Of course, you don't want like a pile of chili, a pile of cheese. So you'll do that, and that's when you use forks for that.
We're exclusively talking about ketchup and fries here.
Exactly. Shelby's on the Joe and Alex Show. You agree with Jules, who's also here on radio now, and she says she only does it when she's at one place. And where's that place?
Steak and Shake.
All right.
Interesting.
Now, what is so special?
The fries are so tiny.
Okay, but you can't pick it up with your hand?
I can, but it's much easier to just put the ketchup on top and eat it with a fork. That's the only place. I'm a dipper, except for at Steak and Shake.
I don't think you can say you're a dipper, honestly, Shelby. I hate to question everything you've ever known, but I got to say that's false. You can't be a dipper if you live that kind of life.
How often?
I don't know.
How often are you guys going to Steak and Shake? I'm like so confused. It's like, how often to where it's like you have a specific way you eat their fries?
I probably only go there like once a month.
I would probably say like once every 2 to 3 months, but still, it's like often enough. Like, I've been there enough in my life that I know that's how I like to eat my fries.
I know how I like to eat the fries.
Yeah. I have not been to Steak and Shake in probably 2.5 years, and before that, I probably hadn't been in like 6.
Yeah, but you're a health nut.
See how you eat your fries.
Yeah, my mind this morning has been blown.
Shelby, are you a big dipper or a little dipper?
A big dipper.
It's a constellation joke, Liv.
Ow. I didn't really get it.
Yeah, I mean, I got it. I got it, but I didn't really laugh either. So.
Okay, yeah, I got it. It just wasn't funny.
All right. Well, hey, Shelby, thank you for calling in. You and Jules should go get some food sometime.
Yes, let's
be
go to
weirdos sure. together.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
We love you. You can let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Why don't we put the poll up there? Do you put ketchup on your fries or you dip them? Or make it sound better. That's just me talking off the top of the dome right there. What the heck are you doing?
Me, I'm playing with the cord like it's a jump rope.
Okay, well, we all have ADD on the show. Please, don't distract me. I'm already distracted. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.